March 31st, 2023, Avcast 425, episode 425. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection.
When I'm walking the place,
shall we? Miami-Dade cops got a tip about a woman held against her will. Here's what they found instead. Because we've been hearing a lot of horror stories revolving around cosmetic surgery lately. So here's what it is. We love you. We think you're fine just the way you are. But if you feel like you want to make some changes, that's cool too. Just do your research. Make sure you're going to someone legit. Don't deal with anybody that's giving out coupons or two-for-one deals or discounts. And in this case, especially, make sure you have someone legit lined up for your post-op recovery and aftercare. Police officers say they have arrested a woman who was running an unlicensed cosmetic surgery recovery home near Miami International Airport after finding 8 convalescing women and medical waste inside her residence. You heard right, folks. They said medical waste in a residence, not even a facility. This was happening in someone's house. And as soon as I heard near Miami International Airport, all I could picture was somebody's stitches shaking loose to the sound of every takeoff and landing. Mydella Sanchez, 38, was charged with felonies that include operating an assisted living facility. This was not a facility. This was somebody's crib without a license and illegally disposing hazardous waste. Court records show the Miami-Dade County woman has bonded out of the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center with bail totaling $13,500. First off, there's no way that place was properly sterilized, and you're dealing with a group of people who have little more than open wounds. So this is what happens when you're operating an unlicensed, illegitimate medical facility. You can't connect to the proper professionals, the couriers that come out and take out the medical waste, the needles, and all the one-time use objects that are supposed to be disposed of properly. According to a police report, the Miami-Dade Police Department's Human Trafficking Unit got a tip Tuesday that an unknown woman from another state had cosmetic surgery and was being held against her will in an apartment at 7711 Northwest 7th Street, Sanchez's permanent address. There was 8 women in this apartment. When detectives arrived, they found 8 women in different stages of post-operative recovery. For some reason, I can't shake the image of Bride of Frankenstein. The women told detectives that the owners and employees of the facility had helped them with their personal care, including dressing and eating, as well as medication, transportation, and using the bathroom, investigators said in a report that was later confirmed by 3 of Sanchez's employees who said they were being paid in cash. Police noted this is shady all the way around. The women also said they have been charged between $1,600 and $2,100 for the services they received. If you've had legitimate cosmetic surgery, or if you just know the business, reach out, because I want to know if that $1,600 to $2,100 that they were charging for their services would have been enough for them to hire a legitimate facility, a facility that was on the up and up. Because here's what's confusing people at this point, is it seems like associated with cosmetic surgery, there's just a whole lot of unnecessary risk being taken. Further investigation revealed the facility that's not a facility had large plastic bags, Glad bags, in the kitchen, garage, and bathrooms with used bandages and pads that contain human fecal matter, blood, and urine. The medical waste, detective said, was being illegally dumped at 12420 Southwest 95th Terrace, a house near Kendall. They was just putting it in some poor guy's garbage. Police noted Sanchez wasn't using biohazard bin containers, probably didn't want to attract any attention, nor did she hire a licensed biohazard waste company to remove the soil bandages and pads. Of course, she's not going to put a bunch of medical waste bins with the big biohazard sign outside of her apartment and tip the world off that she's running some sort of shady operation. And naturally, no business is going to put themselves at risk picking up her medical waste because you don't know what she's running out of that place. She's not licensed. On Tuesday afternoon, police arrested Sanchez at her apartment. They didn't call it the medical facility this time and took her to the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center. Her attorney information wasn't available Thursday afternoon. You know she's going to have a lawyer. She got cash money. Her first formal appearance in court on the charges is set for April 27th. Sanchez, police said, had previously received three notices of unlicensed activity from the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, any facility in the state that provides assistance to people with their daily personal care, including dressing, toileting, feeding, and grooming, must be licensed. And the obvious reason for that is that in the event that post-op something goes wrong, they go into sepsis, they have some type of odd reaction, they need to know that somebody's a licensed professional that'll be able to take care of these people and administer the proper care. Next up, ex-Alabama cop indicted on accusations he killed his pregnant girlfriend, then called 911 claiming she shot herself. He couldn't have been a very good cop and definitely not detective material, because the instant he would have told me that she shot herself, I would have immediately known that he did it or he had something to do with it. David McCoy is charged with three counts of capital murder in connection with the death of Courtney Spraggins and her unborn baby. Let's tell him what he's won. In Alabama, that'll get you the death penalty. It doesn't even need to be unanimous. You only need 10 out of 12 jurors. But if you're thinking like I'm thinking, he might try to check out earlier than that. A former police officer in Huntsville, Alabama, has been indicted by a grand jury for allegedly killing his pregnant girlfriend last January and then telling 911 dispatchers that she fatally shot herself, authorities said. David McCoy was indicted on three counts of capital murder in connection with the death of Courtney Spraggins and her unborn baby, according to the March 24th indictment obtained by WHNT-TV. There's absolutely no understandable way for him to justify what he did to that woman. And it was his baby. He killed his own child. And what makes it so bad to me, what's especially disgusting, is she probably didn't even realize she was in any type of danger until it was too late. McCoy is expected back in court on April 4th. Investigators allege McCoy shot Spraggins in the head while both were inside a parked vehicle on January 7th, 2022, WAFF-TV report. Because she was in such close proximity to him, that's why I believe she didn't know that she was in that type of danger, that he kind of sprung it up on her. McCoy allegedly tested positive for gunshot residue, and police said they found a pistol that was not his service weapon and Spraggins' locked phone in a closet in his apartment, reports WLTX-TV. The outlet reports that McCoy allegedly changed his clothes before officers arrived and contacted the Huntsville Police Department's non-emergency line asking if any calls of a shooting had been reported. He's not very bright at all, and I'm thankful for it. Because no matter what type of relationship they had, neither that woman nor her unborn baby deserved to go out like that. McCoy was arrested and placed on administrative leave from the Huntsville Police Department. They didn't fire him after the shooting. A motive for the alleged violence has not been made clear. There is no motive that will justify what he did to that woman and her unborn child. Never. Prosecutors are reportedly seeking the death penalty in this case. According to WLTX-TV, People wasn't immediately able to identify an attorney who could comment on McCoy's behalf. What is an attorney really going to say? At least that administrative leave will give him enough time alone to do some thinking and some soul searching and maybe eventually put his service pistol in his mouth and do the hokey pokey. Next up, back to Jersey. Oxycodone and meth mailed to Keensburg woman to sell, police say. It must be a hard time for drug dealers when they're mailing out dope on the honor system. I trust you. Just cash at me what you make when you make it. Union Beach and Keensburg police announced Friday the results of a joint investigation. Did they really need two precincts for this? Where they say methamphetamine and oxycodone were being shipped from Arizona to a woman in Keensburg. It was revealed that an interstate drug trafficking operation originating from the state of Arizona to the Bayshore area was active, Union Beach Police posted Friday morning to their Facebook account. You arrested one woman. Can you really call it a drug trafficking operation if you only got one person? You need two precincts for that. During the course of the investigation, Keensburg and Union Beach Police determined that packages of methamphetamine and oxycodone were being discreetly packaged, not discreetly enough apparently, and mailed to a Keensburg resident for distribution. Officers were able to obtain a search warrant and successfully intercept the methamphetamine and oxycodone. The woman, Maureen Roberts of Keensburg, was charged with multiple drug offenses, including intent to sell the drugs. I was expecting to see some federal charges packed in there, be it that this was an interstate contraband type of deal, but they did say additional charges are pending. Potential additional charges are pending. See, Keensburg police involved in this case. Captain of Police Michael Deeney, Captain of Police Brian King, Lieutenant Joseph Jankowski, Sergeant Joseph Brahaney, Detectives Francis Wood, Thomas Sheehan, Michael Sheehan, and Patrolman Anthony Valle. Union Beach Police involved, Detective Sergeant Sean Gilkison, Detective Ryan Fogarty, Detective Matthew Dykeman, and Patrolman James O'Toole. That's a hell of a lot of manpower to arrest just one person out of a drug operation. That accommodation doesn't seem quite as big when you gotta split it between 12 people. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.